Good morning. 6:59. Okay, 15:40 for the first mile. It's 6:59 a.m. on Monday, the 16th of September. Today's the day I'm supposed to get the first 500 pages of edits back on OwnerShare. It's also day two of the promotional effort, and I'm actually quite surprised. The quarter share promo has put me in the top 100 on Barnes & Noble. It's coming in at around number 70. And it's put me in around 150 on Kindle. Now I'm hoping that I've got two more book ads going out today. And, one of them is Book Blast, I think the other is Kindle Fire Department, I'm not sure. I'll have to check with Phoenix. But, about 1,500 clicks. And something like 30-40% of the people who click bought. So, that was good. I mean, it's not going to give me the 5 or 10% growth in readership that I had hoped for. I suppose that was overly optimistic on my part. I'll probably be lucky to come out of it with an extra 1% or 2%. But it was worth the exercise, and a lot will actually depend on what happens as the week wears on, and depending on how sticky the book stays on Friday, Saturday, whatever. Someday after the 19th, I'll be putting the books back at $4.95. Until the big release in October. I was really hoping for October 1, but I don't know. All that's going to depend on how soon the edits get back and how long it takes me to put the edits in. I also have to finish marking up Half Share. I've had that sort of on hold, on hiatus, while I've been messing about with other stuff. And today is a holiday routine at my house. School got canceled, university got canceled. It's not that either the schools or the university is in any kind of danger, it's that all the people around us can't get here. So all the faculty, there's a lot of faculty that live over in Fort Collins. Getting here from Fort Collins is a problem because of the rivers. Getting out of Fort Collins is a problem because of the rivers. Same with Loveland. Same with Longmont. Out on the plains, a lot of the roads are still closed because of flooding. A lot of the roads that were closed need to be recertified to make sure that they haven't been undercut by flowing water. It's not something that's going to get repaired perhaps even today. There was more rain last night, not as much, but some. It's raining here right now. It's just the occasional drop here and there. It's not like coming down. It's not like drizzling or anything. So today is also 50 days in a row, unless I've botched my counting. The last day I missed was July 28th. And the next day was day 654. Today is 703. That's 50 days if you count from zero. If you count the 29th of July as day one, and this makes this day 50. that I haven't missed a day. Almost missed a day. Almost half a dozen times in the last week said, but I didn't. I came out. I did it. I'm doing my 2 miles. That earbud is not going to stay in my ear no matter what I do. The clip on my collar. I'm wearing my windbreaker today because it is 55 degrees and quite breezy in places. Right at the moment it's a little too warm, but the wind is blowing. When I get out of this sheltered area, I'm probably going to be glad I had it. I was certainly glad I was wearing it when I started out because it was quite brisk. And the moisture just makes it that much more cutting. See if I can put this in my pocket without disconnecting anything. So yeah, the reason for that is that the rain's picking up a little bit. It's a little too damp for me to want to keep it out, give it a little extra protection. It's all those people with roofing stuff on their roofs. Piles of shingles, piles of tar paper. All of the work that got interrupted by the torrential rains. Heading eastward. It's funny, it's just every once in a while I get 4 or 5 drops of rain in my face. And yet there doesn't seem to be any damp spots on the concrete where I'm walking. So it must be very, very fine rain. Some factoids. Let's see. Kashlapuda, which is the river that runs, the biggest river that runs through Greeley, it's record height historically, Monkpole, was 10.5 feet above flood. Its peak for this time was 17 feet above flood. I haven't gone over the ridge to look down the backside to see what it looks like on the other side. Probably should, although the water has receded a bit. But quite honestly, I have no real desire to get out and mix it up with the weather. We'll let things quiet down, and then we'll be suitably impressed by the news footage and call that good. So that's about it for today. I seem to have been funk out. I'm just standing here wandering along, looking at the clouds, looking at my feet. Thinking about breakfast. Gonna probably have another boring breakfast today. Yeah, maybe I'll make peanut butter toast today. I haven't made homemade bread in a long time. I need to get back in that habit. The problem is that in the summertime, it goes moldy real fast. I can't eat a whole loaf of bread in 2 days. By the third day, things have started to grow on it. Well, by the fourth day, I suppose. Yeah, that wind is just, it's going to be a breezy day. It's how I know that it's rained recently, because it's so breezy. The wind here picks water off surfaces and dries it almost instantly. And yet, in spite of the wind blowing, most of the streets have some patches of water on them still. A lot of the sidewalks are still quite damp. So it's rained here, not too far in the past, not too long ago. Oh, Whoa. That's a dog standing on the roof of the shed so it can see over the fence. It can bark at me. That's funny. I don't know how he got up on the roof of the shed, but maybe he's one of them tree climbing dogs. Beautimus. A total Beautimus day.
That's
17 minutes on the back side. Moving right along. There's patches of blue sky up there, which is what I was calling Beautimus. It looks like the clouds might be breaking up at last. It's been overcast and rainy for a week, I guess, now. It's hard to remember. They all look alike, so it's easy to lose track which ones are which.
Morning.
Good morning. Dog walker out with her golden lab this morning. Well, we should get the van back today. It's going to be an expensive trip, but we should get that back. Oh, shoot, and I've got therapy today. I almost forgot. God, I'm glad I remembered. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, if I remember, I'll talk to you then.